89.1 Jazz, 89.1 WEMU. Hello, Michael Jewett here. I have the pleasure of speaking with a man putting together and taking care of business for the Grand Hotel Jazz Festival coming up Labor Day weekend. Hello, Alex Graham. It's good to talk to you. It's been a while, I think.
Hey, Michael.
A long while. So
it's been a long time. Of course, I've been by the studio many times in the past, and love your work and everything you guys do there, man.
Fantastic.
It's really a pleasure to be on.
Fantastic. The Grand Hotel Jazz Festival has a bit of history. What year is the festival? How long the festival's been running? We're closing in on a milestone, aren't we?
You know, I think we're close to 50 years, maybe. It's been going along a lot longer than I've been there. I've been there since 2001.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure exactly how many years, but I think, you know, it definitely started in the 1980s, I believe.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
And so maybe not 50 years. That's
yeah.
a little exaggerated,
but quite
a while.
Our math is off, yeah. Yeah. Fantastic. It always runs a Labor Day weekend, a great end of summer or start of fall, depending on how you look at that getaway at the historic Grand Hotel. Performances running Friday through Labor Day itself. The schedule, exactly the performance schedule, are what days?
Yeah, it's actually Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. All three of those days, we're going to have headline acts.
Okay.
So.
Yeah. And this year, like every year, you have a great mix and a great offering for people.
Mm-hmm.
Great mix of contemporary and classic jazz. Diane Shore, the Yellow Jackets, Anat Cohen, the great kind of like contemporary traditional jazz band. I don't know, how are we going to call it? What are we exactly calling the Hot Sardines? The Hot Sardines.
Yeah, you know,
Dave Bennett and Paul Keller all playing. You know, let's start with kind of like the traditional jazz offering. The Hot Sardines are like one of those bands that I think people that know them are really into them, but maybe they're not as well known as they should be. They really have a great concept and a great take on hot jazz, on traditional jazz.
Yeah, you know, they're really fun, kind of. They really do a great job of connecting with audiences. They're, like you said, it's like a lot of hot jazz, a lot of, you know, they have some of the gypsy jazz kind of thing happening.
Right, okay.
Kind of that vibe. But they're more than just that. I mean, it's traditional jazz, and they have a vocalist and horn players, and they're just a lot of fun. You know, they really engage in all.
I love that they really, you know, have like their history and that grounding and everything, but they're also, it's very, very fresh take on all this stuff. It's not just we're going to play, you know, a Muggsy Spaniard chart or whatever. They're definitely doing their own twist on things. Yeah, so.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
And they're playing actually on Sunday, and they're going to be in the Tea Garden, which is our outdoor venue. So
okay.
I think it's going to be just a fun kind of party atmosphere with them.
Oh, fantastic. Well, that's another thing we should talk about. For those of you who are not really too familiar with the Grand Hotel, this is actually a really interesting place to experience music because it's not, there's all these different areas and everything in this really, really fantastic
mm-hmm.
and luxurious setting. So there's, besides, give me the venue rundown then. How about that?
Yeah, so actually, you know, that's one of the great things about the festival for the current time we're living in is that so many of our events are already outdoors because of the beautiful scenery and the
mm-hmm.
So a lot of our headliners play in this area we call the Tea Garden. It's kind of like the front lawn of the Grand Hotel. So anyone's
okay.
been up there knows what that's like. You got a view of the Straits of Mackinac, the Mackinac Bridge, and then we have another, Dave Bennett plays. I know a lot of your listeners know Dave Bennett stuff.
Oh, yeah. Fantastic.
And he's great, great entertainer, a lot of fun as well. He plays in the Jockey Club restaurant, which is also an outdoor venue.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just a really casual, fun place to be. And he plays the first two nights of the festival, Friday and Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have a big theater on the inside. And we're, of course, doing all the safety precautions you would expect or hope for masking, et cetera. But we're going to have a couple headliners in there. Diane Shore on Friday night, and then Anat Cohen on Saturday night.
Okay.
And Paul Keller, who was one of my mentors growing up and in Ann Arbor, and is just better than ever. He's going to have a great group up there in the Kubla Bar, which is the bar at the top of the hotel.
Okay. All right, cool.
And we do like little casual jam session things up there. It's a lot of fun.
Well, okay, casual jam session things I have to mention now. Now, you've got, in terms of clarinet, if you're a fan of any clarinet, Dave Bennett, world-class player, but Anat Cohen, who is just amazing
mm-hmm.
figure on clarinet. And I think it's kind of interesting. You have two of the best players on that instrument living and working today. One has more of a kind of like a Benny Goodman vibe, if you go back to like the swing reference, swing era reference, and Anat Cohen would have maybe leaned more toward the Artie Shaw vibe. So it's kind of like an interesting cross section. If you're any fan of jazz clarinet, this is definitely not a weekend to miss out.
Oh,
A chance to hear them. You can't promise who's going to show up for an impromptu thing, but there's a chance you could hear Bennett and Cohen together.
It's a huge chance. I've been doing this for 20 years. And Paul is, I'm sure you know him very well. He is great at working the room, and he knows a lot of these people anyway, but he works, he's just such a gregarious guy, and he's able to get people involved. And he'll get a lot of these headliners are coming up to jam, and it's just a great time. It's a great atmosphere. Yeah. And it's such a nice, last year we had the festival, you know, despite everything that's going on, and we managed to keep it very safe. And it was just such a nice thing to have, to be around live music and connecting again.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think with everything that people have been going through, reconnecting with live music is just one of the really, really welcome things.
Mm-hmm.
And plus, you probably know the clientele on your festival goers. You get a fair amount of regular or returning customers, and also people who are making maybe their first trip. So this is and just a great setting, and just to get to Northern Michigan, to get up to the Straits and everything. It's always a little bit cooler,
right?
A little bit cooler. It's always a nice thing. And then with the music and that.
We've been very fortunate. I don't want to jinx it, but we've been very fortunate over the years with just perfect weather. And yeah, now that I said that, I probably just jinx it. But it's just a fantastic place. And I know that the hotel still has rooms available.
So if people are need complete information or whatnot, and once again the Grand Hotel Jazz Festival. Next weekend, Labor Day weekend, performances Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And I believe the packages, the hotel packages themselves, include the departure on Monday, if I'm not mistaken.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
Right. That's right.
So complete information and about this at?
Just go to grandhotel.com.
Okay.
It's right there on the front page. And everything you need to know about it, all the headliners and the schedule will be listed there, too.
Okay.
Well, you have to click on the Jazz Festival, but everything you need to know right there.
Alrighty. Fantastic. Fantastic.
Yeah, we hope to see some people up there.
A chance to hear Diane Schur in a somewhat intimate, you could say, somewhat more intimate setting. I mean, you usually hear her in like a bigger concert hall. So, yeah.
Yeah, she'll be performing in our room. It's called the theater, which is not as big as like a traditional, big concert hall, but not tiny either. But it's pretty aired. It's very airy space. But and she's been performing up there off and on for many years now. Always a fan favorite.
Yeah, fantastic. So run through the schedule again. Friday night, opening night for the Grand Hotel Jazz Festival. You get a chance to hear
Diane Schur opening night.
Okay.
Along with Dave Bennett and Paul Keller afterwards.
Okay.
So we space the concerts out so you can kind of get a taste of everything if you want.
And then Saturday, a lot of the offerings too.
Yeah, Saturday, it's going to be during the day. My group is going to be opening for the Yellow Jackets, and that's in the Tea Garden, and that's during the daytime.
Oh, okay, so you guys are the afternoon thing. Okay, got it. All right.
Yep, and then Anat Cohen will be performing that evening in the theater.
Okay.
And then, again, Dave Bennett and Paul Keller, and later on after Anat's concert. And then Sunday, in the Tea Garden is going to be, we have a gospel concert actually on the front porch in the morning. And then we have Hot Sardines performing that afternoon. And then again, Paul Keller performing late. So.
Okay.
And I'm playing all kinds of random things around the hotel all weekend.
I got you. All the random stuff. Alex is in charge of the random stuff.
Yeah, I got a lot of random stuff happening.
Well, fantastic, fantastic. Labor Day weekend happening again, the Grand Hotel Jazz Festival. Complete information, Grand Hotel. .com, and then they'll have the link there for the Jazz Festival. Diane Schur, Yellow Jackets, Anat Cohen, the Hot Sardines, Dave Bennett, and Paul Keller, as well as our man, the director of the festival, Alex Graham. Great to hear you. Great to touch base. Good luck. Have a great weekend. And hey, man, keep this swinging, you know, keep this live music happening.
Thank you, Michael.
Keep up the good work. All righty.
Yeah, we absolutely will. And thank you for having me on today. I really
Always an honor, as always.
Always
a pleasure. Always a pleasure to talk about great music. Grand Hotel Jazz Festival, Labor Day weekend, Grand Hotel in Mackinac. Complete information, grandhotel.com. Alex, thank you so much again.
Thank you, Michael. Great to talk to you.
All righty. Take care.